Many of the American service members who have been wounded in Iraq and Afghanistan suffer from polytrauma, a medical term that refers to situations in which there is more than one serious injury. The lessons learned from treating those complex wounds led to a new model of care that today is helping active duty personnel and veterans heal, whether they have seen combat or not. Wendy Rigby from Texas Public Radio has the story.
Air Force veteran William Geralds knows the meaning of the phrase hard work.
Up again?
He's being put through the ringer by a physical therapist at the Polytrauma Rehabilitation Center at San Antonio's VA hospital.
If you don't give up, they don't give up.
Let's do three more for me.
Geralds could have easily given up 8 years ago. At age 61, he developed viral pneumonia that triggered a rare side effect, the autoimmune disorder called Guillain-Barré syndrome.
I couldn't talk. I was paralyzed and on life support. The only things that moved were my eyes and my big toe on my left foot.
Geralds' service qualified him for treatment at this specialized facility, the newest of five in the country. It's part of an effort to develop a better way to care for people with multiple injuries from modern combat, explains rehab medicine physician Dr. Elizabeth Halmai.
What we were seeing at that time is not just traumatic brain injury, but it would be traumatic brain injury plus amputations, plus spinal cord injuries, plus burns.
Treating any one of these problems is difficult, but altogether it becomes exponentially more challenging. About 100 people a year come to polytrauma rehab here. They work with an elaborate team of specialists, physical, occupational, and speech therapists, eye doctors, psychologists, and social workers. Donna Balderston was with the National Guard Active Reserve for 30 years.
And having this program here is absolutely vital.
For Balderston, a simple bike ride became life-altering.
I was cycling, and I had a heart attack and got hit by a car.
Balderston had broken bones, a cardiac issue, and a traumatic brain injury that landed her at the Polytrauma Center. After about 9 months, first as an inpatient, then in a transition unit, she considers herself at 90%.
They did speech therapy with me. They did physical therapy with me. They did mental health therapy with me to make sure that I can come back and be 100% again.
12 years ago, when the Polytrauma Centers first started treating patients, almost all were active duty troops. Today, it's 50-50, half active military, half veterans. The center boasts a high rate of patients who return to school and work. Several returned to active duty.
Good girl, yeah.
For paralyzed patient Geralds, it was about returning to independence. He's in a wheelchair much of the time, but he can move, use a walker at times, and talk. His service dog, 3-year-old boxer Tammy, is trained to pick up things he drops.
Hold it up.
Told he would never be able to feed himself or stand upright, Geralds is beating the odds. The old veteran says he's honored to heal alongside young troops recovering from battle wounds.
The most humbling thing is being able to work with all these young people that are coming back from combat.
Everybody still needs a purpose.
That's Polytrauma Medical Director Dr. Elizabeth Halmai again.
Everybody still needs to have meaning in their life, whatever that is going to look like for them.
Since the inception, the five polytrauma rehab centers have provided personal, time-intensive care to more than 3,500 people. The lessons learned are now being published so that civilians can benefit from advances in care. For Here and Now, I'm Wendy Rigby in San Antonio.